Catonsville in Baltimore County is home to several well-known music stores. The town takes pride in calling itself Music City, Maryland. But WYPR's John Lee reports that the moniker falls a little bit flat because it's currently illegal for bars and restaurants allowing the town's main drag to have live music.
I love champagne.
It's a busy Friday evening at State Fair, a new restaurant and bar on Frederick Road in Catonsville. No live music on this night, but State Fair owner Evan Brown says even though he's legally not supposed to, he's had groups in the past.
We definitely have. We shouldn't be telling people that, but yeah, we definitely have music here. But we'd like to do it above board.
Brown says live music is excellent for business. And just down the street,
back to G chord.
Musician Chris Luquette is holding a workshop for about 20 people at the Appalachian Bluegrass Music Store. The shop was opened by owner Emery Node's father in 1960. Node says he's had live shows from time to time.
I come from the school that asks forgiveness rather than permission. You know, so you know, we're a music store and we've been doing what we want to do here for a long, long time, and no one's ever complained about it.
The irony is not lost on anyone that a town that calls itself Music City, Maryland has a dearth of live music. Just ask Appalachian Bluegrass customer Jeff Levine.
It seems like an oxymoron that you wouldn't be able to have live musical entertainment in a town that thrives on music as a business.
And it comes down to a zoning issue. The businesses along Frederick Road in Catonsville can't legally have it. Neither can establishments in nearby Arbutus, which has the same zoning issue. County Councilman Tom Quirk says that's an antiquated part of the county code. He's proposing legislation that would allow those Arbutus and Catonsville businesses to have bands.
We totally support live music. We just want to make sure it's live music that the community doesn't find, you know, blaring music at 3 in the morning or big problems that are created that don't exist today.
Quirk's original legislation would have required establishments in Catonsville and Arbutus to get a permit to have live music. But local musicians sounded off on Quirk's Facebook page opposing that. They feared requiring permits would actually have the opposite intended effect. Bars wouldn't want to have to deal with that hassle. So Quirk says he's changing his legislation a bit to make the permits free and simpler to get. Back at Appalachian Bluegrass, Luquette says that sounds good.
Yeah, it seems a shame that there isn't as much as there could be, especially for Music City, Maryland. What's up with that?
The Baltimore County Council will take up Quirk's bill at its October 1st meeting. But there's more at work than Quirk's legislation. In Catonsville, they want to create an arts and entertainment vibe.
This whole side of this building is going to be one massive mural.
That's Kirby Spencer with the Baltimore County Arts Guild. On a walking tour of downtown Catonsville, Spencer laid out plans to apply to the state to become the county's first arts and entertainment district. That designation brings tax breaks for arts organizations. For instance, there's a massive empty building. It was once Plymouth Wallpaper Company. Spencer hopes tax breaks might give a developer the incentive to put a concert hall there.
They have an opportunity to really reduce that bottom line cost of that business when not having to pay the amusement entertainment tax.
The arts and entertainment application will be sent to the state next week. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.